clearly seeing emptiness of all the five conditions, thus relieving misfortune and pain. This is what the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara intends, to relieve misfortune and pain. In a sense, you could say the teachings of the Buddha are to relieve misfortune and pain by seeing clearly what our life is, whether it's saying form is emptiness, emptiness form, or form is exactly form, emptiness exactly emptiness. Seeing being who we truly are, so that the conditions and circumstances are seen for what they are and don't result in suffering and harm. The form is seen for what it is. The emptiness is seen for what it is. Our life is seen for what it is. Similarly, in the Bodhisattva's vow, when we look at the real form of the universe, all is this, if we use the word, glorious light. All is this light which is completely interpenetrating in our life. Actually, we know the truth of light, L-I-G-H-T, is that it is waves, particles, that just penetrate and permeate the whole of our being, the whole of our so-called physical being, the whole of the universe, traveling without significant hindrance in this ongoing changing that is who we are. There's different forms of these light waves, particles that penetrate our body, that actually are our body. If you think of it, your hearing me is now the result of waves, and we can call them electrons, we can call them nerve impulses that are just penetrating through the air, through our body, make it possible for us to so-called hear things from outside, us so-called inside this bag of skin and bones, if we want to call that, and our brains so-called receive the impulses of the sound and translate it into something that makes sense to us. This is all electric. We can call it electrical waves, we can call them light waves, we can call them all sorts of scientific names to describe the different forms of light sound that manifest as our life. Different beings, humans, non-humans, elephants, birds, insects, hear, see, appreciate this all in different ways. And yet we share the universe that is all this glorious light, which of course we pick and choose and make difficulties for ourselves and others about, because we say, I like this one, I don't like that one, that shouldn't happen to me, he doesn't deserve that, and all sorts of other things. Things I'm so-called thankful for, things I'm so-called not thankful for, things that I react to. And we find that we humans create harm and suffering for ourselves and others over this. We could see the turmoil that's caused in our nation and in the world, the wars and conflicts, because we believe and hold to certain things about ourselves and others, what should and shouldn't be. And therefore, just notice the whole media is about telling you a story about such and such person, and you get to react even before you hear the story. That person is terrible. That person is wonderful. That person agrees with me. That person doesn't agree with me. Whether we call it something like politics, or call it something like sports, or call it something else, we create harm and suffering when we don't see what's happening, and instead we believe our story about him. She didn't give me what I should have had. He took away what was mine. Or, and you could fill in, they're so nice to me. I want them to be around. I want to be around them. That circumstance isn't one that I should have to tolerate. It hurts my body. It hurts my mind. This is the light that penetrates all of our life. That's the awakened life. Buddha, seeing the morning star, says, I and all beings of the great earth together are awakened. But because of stories, delusions, attachments, we suffer and we cause harm. And that's why our practice, which is so simple, being just this moment, noticing where we're caught in the story, caught in a reaction, caught in a dream. We can call it self-centered. We can call it other things. Caught in our likes and dislikes about my condition or what the condition out there is. We're caught in what condition my condition is, what condition her, his condition is or shouldn't be or should have been. When we notice that, there's the opportunity to appreciate it, to, as Tendon Yodro says, to be the bell that receives the wind with prajna, and greet it with prajna, and manifest prajna. Prajna is the wisdom that sees form is empty and relieves suffering. Emptiness is exactly this form. This form is exactly this form as it is. Then each moment is the opportunity to be and see who and what we are, who and what our life is. So there's all sorts of practice forms that enable us to be just this moment, enable us, as we've talked about in the past, to be able to say thanks for everything, no complaints, or to be able to be the complaints and yet not be hindered in believing and holding to them and acting them out. How do we clearly live this wisdom that we are? Ring the bell of the present moment. In a email list that a number of Zen teachers are on, there's been a discussion recently about a case, or I should say a story from Master Joshu, who's a master in the 8th, 9th century in China. Some of you, well, let's see. Well, Shoujo and I don't know if anyone else were at his monastery when we visited China, his monastery, meaning the monastery where there's a stupa for him, that he was at. So there's this case. A monk asked, when great difficulties come upon us, how can they be avoided? That's one translation of it from James Green. How can they be avoided? It's a very ordinary, appropriate question when we believe we need to avoid difficulties because they create difficulties. We believe the story we have about them, what I should and shouldn't have to deal with. Joshu responded, welcome. Welcome, that's the translation. Comment of the translator. They've come at the right time, or bring them on. That's their comment about that. Another translator who is a little more loose in terms of the Chinese text. This is Joel Hoffman, translated it. When the question's asked, when one is confronted with disaster, how can one avoid it? Wow. Notice disaster. We have all sorts of disasters, whether it's someone saying something to me that I don't like, whether hearing that I did or didn't get what I should have gotten. All sorts of disasters that we believe. Joshu responded, that's it. Welcome. Wonderful opportunity to see how and where we're creating difficulties in a life of this perfect wisdom, this glorious light that's always this Buddha awakening, that's always simply being just this moment. Thanks for everything, no complaints. Being so, we even get to thank ourselves, thank the universe for the complaints that hinder us and yet nurture us, enable us to be just this moment. Thank you.